Hi. I recently came across this post on social media from a therapist, and it made me want to make a whole entire video about it. The discourse online about family estrangement is so interesting. It's always, but they're your parent, and it's rarely, but they're your child. We tell adult kids, you will miss them when they're gone, but do we tell parents you're missing out on their life now? Adult children are consistently told to be grateful. Stop complaining and accept that their parent did the best they could. I've yet to come across a comment section where the parents are saying, "Here's where I messed up. My kid was also doing their best. I tried hard and I could have done something better or different." Adult children are largely encouraged to move on, get over it, and make things right. I do not see parents being told to make things right with their children with the same intensity. Today, I want to talk about family, specifically about the relationship between parents and their adult children. And personally, I've noticed an increase in these relationships being strained or totally broken, and I have some ideas as of why. Before I get too far into this video, I just want to address to my own mom and dad who very well might watch this. This video is not some sort of passive aggressive swipe towards you guys. It's not about you. I'm just really interested in this topic as a whole, regardless of my own relationship with my parents. I don't have that big of a social circle or anything, but there is one thing that I have noticed between a majority of the people who I know between ages 20 and 30. And that's they're not close with their parents. Either they don't talk ever to one or both of their parents, or they talk very infrequently, or they do talk on a somewhat regular basis, but they're not happy about it. And even though they have contact, the relationship is rocky. Obviously, this is a personal anecdote of my own life, of only a small sample of people, but it still made me think. When I googled the phrase relationships between parents and adult children, which I think is a pretty neutral phrase, the front page was loaded with negative results, like why these relationships are strained, how to fix these broken ties. There was even a few with actual research to back up the idea that distance and bad blood between parents and their grown kids is becoming more common now. I've also seen a rise of it mentioned in media, even like Rory and Lorelai Gilmore, who are actually very close, go through a period of no contact once Rory has grown up. All this to say, cutting off contact or the phases that are slightly less drastic than that leading up to it seem to be more popular lately. Young adults saying that they're super tight with their family, or they like to spend considerable time with their parents, or that their parents are their best friends, is starting to get some weird looks. So, just to get an obvious point out of the way right at the start, I think a main reason why lots of people decide to cut contact with their parents is because of abuse. Whether they did it to you, or your other parent, or a sibling, or enabled someone else to hurt you, or just other really clearly bad behavior. Just because someone is a parent does not guarantee that they're kind or caring or have good morals or any of those qualities that you should have. All types of people become parents. Lying, cheating, bullying, repeated patterns of toxic behavior is a good way to break trust and taint the relationship between a parent and child forever, well into adulthood. After struggling for years in childhood, young adults finally have the opportunity to escape. But even if they do choose to go no contact, their parents have still traumatized them permanently, forever. So choosing estrangement is just to minimize further hurt in the future. However, abusive parents are not new. And if anything, I'm actually inclined to trust the data that shows that rates of abusive parenting have gone down over the years. So if parents like this have existed for a very long time, why is it that newer generations are starting to stand up for themselves and decide to cut the cord? One guess I have is the booming growth of therapy and self-help. Over the past like 10-ish years, I have noticed a huge shift in talking about this. It's become completely normalized. People are more comfortable than ever opening up about their childhood traumas and talking about them in an effort to try and heal. And going to therapy is largely seen as a good thing, especially by millennials and Gen Z. This is all coming from a collective societal prioritization from younger generations of wanting to discover yourself and work on yourself and improve. This has also come with an expectation that the people around you, especially those that you care about, they'll be doing the same thing, right? Deeply exploring your emotions and thinking about how your parents affect your mental health just was not on people's radar when our parents were younger. Because of this, many young people today are armed with self-reflection and a knowledge of emotional maturity and emotional intelligence, all available to research at their fingertips. And finally, support to actually do something about who is ever causing them mental pain instead of bottling it up. And in those cases where you've experienced shitty parents, one option is just to end the relationship. A lot of the articles I've found that focus on these adult-child-parent relationships were so cut and dry for me, like the parent has kept you on a strict diet since the age of 8, or like told you that you're gonna burn in hell for being gay, or clearly prioritized drugs over being a parent. And in those cases, no further questions. I understand why they've cut off the parents. But what I'm more interested in is the more gray areas, the reasons that aren't so obvious for why someone might choose to go no contact. What if maybe your parents used to kind of suck, but they've changed and are a lot better now? Or what if they were never just straight up bad parents or even bad people exactly? You just don't value the same things. Just from a general perspective, you're already kind of at a disadvantage to have, like, stuff in common with someone who's 30 years older than you. Like, of course, conceptually, you love them, but do you like them? And this is not new. People have been just different from their parents since the beginning of time. But lately, polarization is rising. Values are more different. And with the amount of information available, they're more detailed and they're more concrete and therefore stronger. And in the past, it may have been easier for like a strongly agree person and a neutral or don't know person to get along. But now we're dealing with a strongly agree person and a strongly disagree person. So it's harder to close a bigger gap. In the age of the internet, young people are learning through exposure that our parents didn't have access to at an earlier age of what is important to them. And there is some societal pressure to be informed and take a stand. For younger generations, it feels like there is no longer an excuse for ignorance. But it can be easy to forget that our parents did not grow up deeply entrenched in an ocean of information and news all the time. They weren't taught about media literacy, and young people, to be fair, are still not great at that, but at least we've grown up with it and are more educated about it. When it comes to things that you're passionate about, when your parent either doesn't know, doesn't care, or just disagrees about so many of your deeply held values, it can start to feel like you're grasping at straws to find things in common. Our surface level conversations, memories of the good times, and sharing DNA really enough to maintain a relationship beyond childhood that's really fulfilling and worth having? I think that an adult who is at least somewhat emotionally mature and stable does not come to the decision to go no contact with their parents easily. Truly cutting off the relationship with no foreseeable end date is a big deal, even for people in truly horrible situations like I mentioned earlier. There is this phenomenon called the sunk cost fallacy, where someone does not want to abandon the way that they've been doing things, even if abandoning it would be better for them in the long run, just because they have invested so much into it. It's irrational, but it's really hard to shake that feeling, and this is a reason why so many people let bad relationships of all kinds go on for so long, because there's been so many years put into it. For all the people who have actually done it, they've committed, they've gone no contact, I think there's a lot more people who have probably thought about it at length but can't bring themselves to make that final decision, especially non-white, non-affluent adults. The cultural family expectations and guilt put upon children to care for their parents when they get older and provide for them is much stronger among people of color and just generally outside the US. Also, times are tough right now. Young people are struggling, adults are struggling, their parents are struggling. In fact, you might be codependent on each other, and the relationship exists because bills cost less split between more people in the house. In the past, maybe parents had a pension or a healthy retirement fund, or there might even be some left over for you. But nowadays, not so much, and that's another factor that adds to the guilt. You're supposed to provide for them like they did for you. And I would be inclined to say that the types of parents who get cut off are also the type who try to capitalize on that guilt and try and force a relationship with their kids in adulthood. Regardless of your race or your income or what your family history was like, there is no doubt you have felt some pressure from these age-old ideas like family's everything and family first no matter what, and just feeling bound to tradition. Either parents or society in general, or a combination of both, have really drilled this idea into our heads that in exchange for what parents do when we're young, parenting, regardless of whether it was amazing or terrible, that the grown kids are now in debt and must attempt to pay them back, but it's not really paybackable. No matter how old they get, the kid is permanently subordinate to the parent as well. The insistence of just generally owing something to your parents, whether it's money or access to your life and influence on your decisions or something else, that really runs deep. But why? Who says? Like, I want a logical, concrete explanation. When I was searching for this, working on this video, I felt like I just kept running into these vague answers, like, because it's the right thing, and I'm down for that, but I want an explanation of why it's the right thing. Says who? If someone does a favor for you, do you have to do a favor back for them? Like, it would be nice of you, but if it is truly a favor and the person who did the first favor doesn't expect anything in return, the answer is no. There is no contract between a child and a parent, especially on the child's end who didn't even sign up for any of this. A relationship that is built on, I gave you X, so now you owe me Y, is never going to be healthy. When you decide to have a child, you can hope for a lot of things. You hope that they're smart and beautiful and kind, and you hope that you find the same jokes funny and that they want to come visit you when they are in college on the weekends sometimes, and that they'll want to have a relationship with you when they have kids so you can be a grandparent. But none of these things are guaranteed. They're not promised. The most you can do is hope. You have to go into parenthood preparing for the worst, and that there's a chance your kid may not love you like you love them, or they just might not even like you at all. And I think that's such a horribly painful thing to think about, that people just ignore that as a possibility. And then someday, some parents are faced with that reality and they can't even bear to admit it. So they deny and they refuse and they say, no, where is this? Where is all of this that I was promised in return for me being a parent? And none of it was really promised. If you had a kid because you wanted them to fulfill your emotional needs, then you did it for the wrong reason. Another point I've been thinking about recently is this emergence of chosen families. Like, instead of just going with the group you were randomly assigned to, you could pick your own. Life basically sets you up from the start with few people by blood relation, just because humans need that in order to survive and succeed. We can't make it alone. I'm all for protecting your peace, but you do need someone, even if it's not your parents. It doesn't have to be a big circle. Just a couple will do, just to fulfill that hierarchy of needs. When you're young, you're extra dependent on your parents because you're vulnerable and you're still figuring things out. But once you reach a certain age, you've kind of got those initial tiers covered. You know how to get food. You've got shelter covered. You can keep yourself relatively healthy and safe. And in fact, other things that maybe past generations would rely on their parents for, like calling them about a car problem or a question on your taxes, are now all available on YouTube or in an online article. So you don't need to call anyone. So the relationship with parents in later years now changes to be one about psychological needs. But do your parents have to be the ones filling the psychological needs? I feel like there's no reason why those needs couldn't be fulfilled by close friends or a partner or other members of your family. As long as you're able to have some human connection around you, that's what truly matters, whether it's by blood relatives or not. Once you're an adult, you have the opportunity to make adjustments to your inner circle, and maybe having your parents in it works for you. And maybe the only reason they were ever in the circle to begin with was just by happenstance or convenience. It's holiday season right now, and I feel like I'm seeing so much online, like memes and stuff about, oh god, time to see the family again. Like,
I can't wait to go home.
It seems like half of us don't even like these people. It seems like we're just forcing it out of old habits and fear of being scolded. Why, once we finally have the opportunity to choose who surrounds us and who we're closest with, why not pick people who we actually connect with? So most of this video I have talked about a purposeful distance from your parents, but I also want to acknowledge that some level of estrangement can kind of just creep up on you and not even come from a conscious decision. I talked about this in my video about not having friends, but when certain values and priorities rise up in your life, other ones have to go in the backseat. If you're putting career at number one, family cannot also be at number one. If you get married, and especially if you have kids, your whole values are rearranged. If you have kids of your own, it's only natural for your parents to kind of fall down a few places in that list. But especially in recent years, there has been a big rise in individualism, not just in the US, but worldwide. independence and being self-directed and making it on your own are highly praised. Friendships and romantic relationships and family ties have probably all been affected by this. And unfortunately, I think I'm gonna have to blame the economy here, because when people are struggling financially, they have to prioritize working over personal relationships. If you're scraping paycheck to paycheck, if you're always worrying about money, you just don't have the time to be hanging out with friends or family and parents. Your free time has to be spent like doing chores and like life admin tasks. So maybe for some people, growing apart from the parents just comes from a lack of financial education or stagnating wages. On the flip side, a lot of adults are taking longer to move out from their parents or are moving back in later in life, which may make you literally closer to your parents, but I think it might have the opposite effect when it comes to emotional closeness, because you probably don't want to be living there. Obviously, this video has come from a biased perspective, and even though I'm not estranged from my parents, I am the adult child in the relationship, so that's the perspective that I focused on. And the quote from the therapist in the beginning of this video really interested me, because while I do think that separation from your parents once you've reached your emotional limit in adulthood is becoming more popular, it still is surrounded by this taboo feeling and assumption that the adult child is in the wrong. They should not only forgive, but also to some extent kind of just try and push off anything that happened in their family history and try and forget it so that the relationship with the parents can go back to normal. Unlike abusive romantic relationships, where we would never tell someone that, well, your love for each other is enough and no matter what happened, you should just work it out. Family relationships with your parents are treated quite differently, and I cannot put my finger on why. Could it be because there's no legitimate reason why it should be treated that differently? There's this really great blog that I found far too late into working on this video. If you're an adult who has struggled with their relationship with your parents, you might find it really therapeutic or at least interesting, so I'm gonna link it below. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Please give it a like if you did, and thanks for watching.